Well, there's a group of people who want to help rebuild some of the homes in Barrie, plus build a new landmark for the city. And their tools of choice, a knife and a fork. And one of the organizers of the Foodie Experience is Don Mucci. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
Don, tell us what the Downtown Foodie Experience will be all about.
The Downtown Foodie Experience is an event in support of the new Love Barrie landmark sign and, of course, the reopening of restaurants and businesses in the downtown core and throughout the city of Barrie. It really is all about love and positive vibes, and, you know, it's a chance for our community to be together again after such a long time apart. And we really, you know, could not think of a better way to do that than by sharing a meal with community.
And you're going to be one of the cooks?
I am one of the amateur chefs, along with my sous chef, Andrea Kanjan, who is our local MPP. We have Philip Moore and our MP, John Broussard, and Philip Moore's mother, Anna Moore. And then we have a couple of local celebrity DJs, and we are all bringing our home cooking skills to the table to try and raise money for these two great causes.
Okay, we're going to talk about the causes in a second, but it is a cook-off, right? Everybody who comes gets to vote on all the food.
The diners do get a vote, and we actually have a celebrity chef from the Food Network, Dylan Benoit, and he is from Fire Masters. And we'll be doing all of our cooking on barbecues donated by Napoleon, so it'll be a really fun experience, and the winning team will get the golden ladle and, you know, obviously bragging rights as the top foodie in Barrie.
Okay. And also serving some of the meals, Barrie City Councilor is on deck for that, right?
Absolutely. We have Barrie City Councilors. We have some other dignitaries on board and some people from the city of Barrie.
Fabulous. Well, it's everybody coming together. And of course, there's a couple of things that we're raising money for. And one of them is the Love Barrie sign. Now, describe what that's going to be and where it's planned to be.
I believe it's planned to be down by the water, and the exact location, I can't tell you, I'm not exactly sure, but the whole idea of the sign is to bring people to the downtown core, to just re-energize the economy of our local restaurants and businesses, and to give people something positive to smile about. I know I'll be one of the first people down there taking a selfie, and, you know, and that's a great thing for Barrie because, you know, people will be sharing that on their social media, and they'll be getting to show people how wonderful Barrie is, and getting more people to come and visit the city is a great thing for our recovery. And you know, Councillor Mike McCann, his idea, I just really resonated with that. And Philip Moore and I, I'll tell you how the experience was born. We were doing a bit of a social media battle over the COVID quarantine. Philip Moore is the co-founder of this, and he started posting dishes because he started learning to cook with his mother, and he was posting dishes. So I started posting mine, and that's how the whole thing kind of came about. So, you know, during lockdown, we all honed our cooking skills, and this just kind of by osmosis translated into how we could help Councillor Mike McCann get the sign done. And the sign is being fully funded by philanthropy, so it is local businesses that are helping with that.
Oh, I love that. What a great story coming together. And Don, tell us a little bit about how this event is going to help victims of the recent tornadoes in Barrie.
Absolutely. We wanted to use the opportunity to also raise money for the people who were recently affected by the tornado. I know it's out of the news cycle, but these people will be struggling for months, if not years, to come. So proceeds over and above the money that we raise for the sign will go to the Salvation Army Tornado Relief Fund. Our goal for the sign was $25,000, which we've almost done already without the event happening. So anything over and above that, we hope to help in that effort to get these people, you know, taken care of through the wonderful organization of the Salvation Army that helps in so many ways, more than we could just do on our own.
It's called the Downtown Foodie Experience. One of the organizers and cooks is Don Mucci. Thank you for telling us about it.
It is my pleasure, and I look forward to seeing everyone there.